Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Lamed Tes Omud Beis. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and we are going to, Amir Tzashem, conclude Simen Reish Samach Dalet and start Reish Samach Hei today. We begin at the very top of the Daf with Siv Zayin. We've been talking about the permissible types of oils, and earlier in the Simen, the wicks that are able to be used on Shabbos candles. So the Mechaber says, Siv Zayin, Korach Zephes Oshava Ochelev. We had talked about whether you can use pitch or wax or fats in yesterday's shir. Now he's talking about where you take some either pitch or wax or chalev and you smear it onto the wick, a kosher wick, so that this is acceptable. Madlikim behem. The Mishnah Berurah explains what the chiddush is over here. In Siv Chatan Chav Dalet, he says, Delo Asru Bechulu, all of these things were not forbidden over here to be used as Shabbos candles. Elam Hayu Nesunim Bechli, Venosin Hapsila Besochan. That which we said in yesterday's shiur, you shouldn't use those things for the flammable part of the Shabbos candles. That's when they're in their liquid form and you're putting a wick into them. That is not allowed. Like you would do, for example, with good oil. So you can't make these into liquid and use them with a wick inside of them. Because they won't be drawn up well into the wick and you'll come to adjust it or burn it in some way on Shabbos that's not permissible. However, the shmearing a little bit onto a wick, avu bazeh nimshach shapir amsilu shibasocho, that will not in fact ruin it, that will be good for it, and that you're allowed to add on a little bit to a wick to shmear it with one of these items. Mishnah Berurah Siv Karn Chav Hei, he says davko im apsilu ksheri, but that's of course assuming that it's a kosher wick, avu limhi psula, but if you're using a non-kosher wick, as we discussed in the previous shiurim, lo mahani akricha sovudla, then shmearing it with this pitch or with wax or with fat over here, while that is good for a kosher wick, is not good for a non-kosher wick. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Hamadlich tzorich shiyadlik rov shiyotzi min apsila mehaner. When you're lighting the Shabbos candles, you should make sure that you're lighting most of the psil, most of the wick over here, and not just let it just touch the flame to it and it will flicker and flicker and then finally light. But you should keep the candle there, whatever you're lighting it with, a match or a lighter, you should keep it against the psila, against the wick, until it is fully lit. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Siv Katan Chafav, Kidei Shei Halahav Ola Yofe Miyad Shei Salik Yodo, so that the flame should be fully lit when you remove your hand from there with the lighter or the match, so the flame should be fully lit. Kimo Shaya Inyan Badlokas HaMenorah, it brings down the name of the Levush, this is the way they did the menorah, you kept it there so it was fully lit when you pulled your hand away, so then it stayed fully lit. Dishavut number 15 brings down another reason from the Aruch HaShulchan, Shim lo yadlik is rov hapsila. If you don't light most of the wick, then karva dover shaneir yichabed. Then it's very likely that it will go out. If you just touch it to it, it flickers for a second, then it goes out. So then you haven't accomplished the lighting of it properly. Siv Karton Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vadin b'ner shabu v'chelev. This is true for all of the wicks that we're talking about, for all the candles, wax candles or fat candles. This din applies that you should light most of the wick, make sure that it fully is lit before you remove away the wax, the match. Siv Tes. The Mechaber writes, Ein sorich lahavev habsila. You don't have to singe the psila before you light it. What does this mean? The Ramah says, Pirush. Inyan hivov, this idea of singeing, yipol adover sheno nisof legam, right? We use this term singeing over here, hivov. We're talking about something that isn't burned totally, v'gam lo kayim legamri, and isn't fully lit. So we get this expression, he brings down, al tochlu mimenu na. When you're talking here about the Korban Pesach, so it says you shouldn't eat it in a raw state or in a partially cooked state. So the Targum Yonasan says, mi havhev. That is the expression over here for partially. So you don't have to singe over here the psila. However, the Ramah brings down, many people have the custom that they would actually light the psila and then extinguish it, in order that it would be somewhat singed over here, somewhat burned, and it will light much better the next time you light it. This will prepare for the woman. We'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah that the men would prepare the candles for the women, so this way it would light better and be easier for the woman to light it. And he brings this down in the name of the Torah. Let's see inside now in the Mishnah Berurah what exactly we're talking about. Siv Katan Chav Ches. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'af b'ner ha'koruch ke'ein shalanu osim kein." He says it's even customary to do this with our candles nowadays. The man should do this. He should light the candles and then extinguish them. And this will have the purpose, Shalotisha, Isha, Be'adlokasa, Be'giyazmana. The woman will be able to quickly light this. It will light very easily. It will light better. And therefore, the woman won't be delayed in properly lighting the Shabbos candles at the proper time. However, he does bring down in Dir Shavuot number 16 that the minig in the house of the Chazon Ish, as well as his brother-in-law, the Stipler, so he brings down Shalola Halehim Silos. They did not, in fact, do this. And the Chazon Ish says, Shumishum Shanero Shalonu Dolkim Yofi below Hiva. Because the candles nowadays, in the time of the Chazon Ish, and certainly I would say this is true today as well, that they light very, very well the first time. You don't have to singe them first and extinguish it, and then they'll light the second time. They light very, very well the first time. And he brings down, even though the Mishnah Berurah says you should do this, nevertheless, tov she'ish ha'ish itakein aneros v'yachinem lehadloka. So the man should prepare the candles in some way. The best aids for this, I would suggest, is that the husband should set up the candles, prepare them, put in the oil, or paraffin, whatever he's using, put in the wax candles, whatever you're using, and have it all set up and ready to go, and the wife can light it. And again, if you're type of candles that you're using, it will actually be better if you light them first and then extinguish them, kol hakavod, then do that. But if in fact it's going to make it difficult, sometimes the wicks are nice and big, and when you singe them, they actually shrink down, and then they're a little bit more difficult to light the second time, so I would certainly suggest that the halacha would be that you don't have to do this, but certainly there is a beautiful custom. The men should prepare the candles for the women to light, and that the women should light them. Finally, we conclude Simon Reish Samach Talad with Sif Yud. The Mechaber tells us, Ein Madlikin B'smartutin Afilu Mechorochen. One should not use as wicks over here worn-out rags, smartutin or rags, even if they have already been lit, so to say, and then extinguished, so they'll be easy to light, you still shouldn't use them. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chotes, these smartutin, hainu beloy, worn out, big de pishton agasim, they're coarse, large pieces of linen clothing that are worn out, and you shouldn't use them as the wicks. Reasoning, umitam sheino or nechaz yofi ben, because the fire won't light well with them, and again, you'll have all the concerns that we have of using improper wicks. He brings down, look in the Prima Gadim for further discussion of this. Then he says, "Ein madlikin al shulchan b'ner cheres yoshen." You likewise should not use an earthenware candelabra over here, an old one, because the moist, it's going to be foul. Ela im kain hisiko b'or, unless it's been forged a second time in heat, and therefore it won't be foul smelling. Vim hushel zchuches, if using glass, o shel cheres metzupa, or some sort of a plated earthenware, shari, that is acceptable. Sheno moz kokach, because it's not so disgusting. Ubish oni shen lo, and certainly for an impoverished person that doesn't have any other choice, vade mutter certainly is good. Mimashi is batam in er Shabbos, as opposed to not lighting the Shabbos candles at all, duchova, which is a obligation, as the Prima Gadim brings down. Again, nowadays, when you have beautiful candelabras or candlesticks of any nature, so each person can take what they think is personally beautiful. There is no necessarily hidur mitzvah in using one versus another. A person should light beautiful candles if they can, Baruch Hashem, afford it. That concludes Simen Reish Samach Dalet, and now we begin Simen Reish Samach Hei, Din Kelim Hanitonim Tachas Ener. Can you put some sort of a utensil, a container, underneath the candlesticks? And we'll see in this Simen what the Inyonim are in this regard. What are the problems? The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Ein Nostim Kli Menukov Mole Shemen Al Pi Haner. You're not allowed to take a corrugated vessel of some sort that will allow the Shemen to go from one vessel to another vessel. Kideshe Note Besocho. In other words, you shouldn't take some sort of a container filled with oil and it will drip into another container that you're actually putting your wick into, and that's the candlestick, so to say, that you're lighting. Why? Because from the second container, you may come to say, hey, I need some oil. We're talking here, obviously, about oil that can be edible, and you put it on your salad or whatever you're doing. So if you take it from the second container that is being poured into the first container where you actually have your wick that you're lighting your Shabbos licht from, so then in this situation we're concerned that you may come take some of the oil out of the second container, and that is halachically, at least the Rabbanim will see, a problem of kibuy over here, that you're extinguishing it before its time by taking out some of that oil. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Aleph, since the oil that we're talking about is in the second container, and not actually in the container where the wick is, a person may not separate himself from it and say, oh, that's designated for the lighting for Shabbos candles, and it's muksa, and I can't use it for something else. He can say, no, it's in a separate utensil, and if I need a little bit of oil to put on my salad, I can. But since you did designate it for the purposes of the oil being used for the lighting of the Shabbos candles, the person who does take from there is going to be over kibuy, being over extinguishing it earlier. Now, Dir Shavuot number 1 explains, Ukli sheyesh bo chomer bi'ira she'eino roi le'achila. If you're dealing over here with a type of oil that is not edible. So then, certainly, there is no problem over here. We're not concerned from the second container. You're going to take it out and put it on your salad. If you're dealing with some type of an oil that is really not at all useful for eating, it's not edible, so then this concern doesn't apply. The issue for number two says as well, what about taking oil directly from the place where you have the wick? So that certainly is definitely not permitted to be done. So he brings down two reasons why this is so. The das of the rush, she is sold hachiv hu mishum shemekarev es kibui aner, because you're causing the flame to be extinguished sooner. You're removing an ounce of oil from that container, and therefore it's going to go out an hour earlier. However, the opinion of Tosus is shiisur mishum shemache bekach es haor haner v'nira kikibui. He says you're causing an immediate diminution in the light of the wick over here, and as a result, that looks like you're doing kibui right now. This has tremendous nafkaminas between these two reasonings of the Rosh and Tosos, and see the rest of this Dirshu footnote for some of the applicable ramifications of this distinction. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, V'afilu la poskim shesovrim, even according to those poskim that say, the alstam kibui ein bochi of chatas, that extinguishing something, just the act of extinguishing, is not an issa d'oraisa. Raki sur b'yamba, it's an issa d'rabbon. The only time kibui is an issa d'oraisa is if you're extinguishing something because you need the coals. So you're extinguishing because you want a specific end result over here, those coals. So that's an issa d'oraisa. As we'll learn over there. Nevertheless, even over here, even though it's only an issa d'rabbanan to remove some of the oil from either the first cup or the second cup, the rabbis did institute a gzera over here not to do this. The issue foot number three explains why is this not a gzera l'gzera. So he says technically it is a gzera l'gzera. However, the Machzis HaShekel brings down, since the Isser of Mechabe is a very light thing, people don't think that that's something, a real Isser, so therefore the rabbis instituted over here, Exera Lexera. We don't allow you to go and take from the second cup because it is going to be a Dindra button of Kibui. I know that was a little bit complicated, but I hope it was clear. Now, the Mechaber continues and he says, there are circumstances, however, where the second utensil that's dripping into the first utensil, that is allowed to be used. V'im chibro lo besid, if you were to plaster the second utensil touching the first utensil so they're connected physically, o becharsis, so you're taking some sort of a clay, then it would be mutter to go and set up such an arrangement before Shabbos. Why? The kivin shu kliyachot, since this is one utensil, badul minei, we are certain that the person will separate himself from this. Just like in the first utensil, we're not concerned that you're going to take some oil out of the first utensil on Shabbos, so we're not concerned that you'll take it out of the second utensil when the second utensil is physically attached to the first utensil with either some sort of lime, plaster, or clay. Mishum issa Shabbos. We don't have to make a gzera over here that you're going to come to do this on Shabbos because you've separated yourself from the first cup, and when the second cup is physically attached, the second cup now has the same status as the first cup. And just like you wouldn't take from the first cup because that would be a kibui problem over here that you're removing some of the oil from the first cup, which was designated for Shabbos, if the two cups are attached, so the same halach would apply to the second cup, and we don't have to make gzera. You're not allowed to do this because we're certain that since they're attached together, you'll consider them as one, and you won't come to do this. Siv base. The Mechaber says, Lo yimali odem kiori shemen v'yitnena b'tzad haner. You're not allowed to go fill up a cup with oil and put it next to the candle. V'yitin rosh ha'psila b'socha. And now you'll have the bottom part of the wick that's not lit and bring it from the first cup into the second cup, b'shul she'etosh shoeves, that it will be able to go pull up and draw into the wick the oil from the second utensil. And we don't allow this, because again, we are concerned over here that you will come to use this oil in the second cup. You won't view it as attached to the first cup. So even though they're separate over here, but they're attached, that's not considered attached together, like with the sid or the charsis that we said was mutter. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Gimel, wrote Lomar, Kotza Sheni Miapsilo, the bottom end of the wick that's not lit, Shenu Dolik, Yitin Bakor Lishov Hashem, and you stick it into the second cup over here and it will withdraw oil from it. Vesalka Dayat Chamina, you might have thought, Kivin Dapsilo Munachas Gam Bikara Ye Bodomine, since the wick is attached to it, it's like they're something that definitely is considered being used for the licht and not to be used for something else, and you won't take any oil from that second cup and put it into your salad. Kamash v'lon, the chiddush is over here, the afilu hochi gazrin, the rabbis did institute a gzeir over here. Sivkon dalim imenu, the gam bazeh, im chibro besidu b'charsis mutter. Again, over here, just like we said before, if the second cup is physically attached with either lime, plaster, or clay, so then it would be acceptable to over here. Same reasoning as in Sif Aleph. Again, these words of the Mechaber should sound familiar because we say them in Bameh Madlikin. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein nostim kli b'shabas tachas in air. You're not allowed to put a utensil underneath your candle, l'kabel shemen anotev, to catch the oil that may be dripping off from it. The reason you're not allowed to do this, mipneshu mevato kli meichano, because you're now going to not be able to use this kli because the oil in it will be muktzer, and you're taking a kli that was permissible at the start of Shabbos, and you're making it into something that is a bosis ledavar aser, that is now holding something that is aser, and it can't be moved. So you're making something muktzer, you're making something not usable, and that is an iser, mevato kli meichano. However, umutor litno b'mon yom, you could do this on Erev Shabbos, that's not a problem. V'Hashem and Hanotet, and any oil that drips out, also listabi umenu b'Shabbos, you certainly can't use that oil that was designated for the licht. So even though it won't be able to be used for the licht over here, dripped out, but that oil is not allowed to be used. It was already muktzah. A lot of important ideas over here we'll now see and understand them better in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins in Sivkot and Hey. He says, Avol mutor loseis tachas ner shoshavo shochele, but you can put a utensil underneath a solid ner of wax or of chalev, shechoshesh shemoyipo v'yadik mashitachti, you're afraid that it's going to fall over and it's going to burn everything that it lands on, or miniach shom kli, and you put some sort of a utensil there, shiipala kli, so if the candle falls down, it will fall on this kli and not burn everything. Umitam, the reason this is allowed, the kivin the evshol in nahar miyado yisim mitocha kli, because this utensil, it has the candle that fell into it, can easily be lifted up and gently have the candle roll off it onto the floor or wherever, and that would be tiltu min atzad, which is permissible. Kemosha kosav simin reish ayin zayin, as we will learn over there. So therefore, lo choshim mevatu kli meichano. Therefore, this is not considered to be mevatu kli meichano, because you could easily roll it off. Velo domi l'shem, this is different than with the oil. Shena rotzel and nar will afsila, because with the oil, you don't want to lose this oil. If you take the oil and spill it off from this plate, but tiltu min atzad, you would end up losing the oil, which is not your intention. To put a utensil next to the candle to get any of the coal that falls off from the candle, that is also, that's not allowed. Unless in lo b'mokum hefsed, unless there's a great financial loss over here, then you'd be allowed to do this. Because even though over here, once it gets cold, it would be able to be tilted off from the kli, tilted from outside with no loss. This is still considered not allowing this kli to be used for its purpose that it really was allowed to be used for. Lefi shah. Even for a short period of time, I'll call upon him, and therefore that's called mevatul kli meichano, kiven she'efshol anar miyab, because you can't have the coal min tiltum min atzad pushed off from the utensil while it's still hot, because it will be flammable. So therefore, you have to wait till it cools down. So for that period of time, that's called mevatul kli meichano lefi shah, which is aser. There are a number of very important additional points in Dirshu footnotes 4, 5, 6, and 7, which we unfortunately don't have time to go through right now inside. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav, he writes, this kli was originally able to be used for Shabbos purposes. Now, because it has something muktzah in it, it's not allowed to be moved. This muktzah oil inside of it. Because this is designated for issa purposes and can't be moved. As we will learn. The rabbis instituted this concept of being mavato kli meichano that's not allowed. Because it's equivalent or looks like you're breaking a kli on Shabbos. And that, of course, is forbidden. But if you have in this utensil something that is permissible to move, so it's a kli over here, there's a basis of davar hamutter, and as well now the davar aser, mutter la'anicho tachas anel kabo b'shem. Then you could put it next to the oil and collect the oil, because a basis of davar aser, davar hamutter, under the right conditions, is allowed to be moved. Assuming, of course, it's the right conditions. Assuming you can move this kli because of the davar hamutter inside of it, then you're allowed to move it even though there's now a davar aser inside of it. These dinim will be learned in Simen Shin Yud Ayin Sham. He brings down another Eitzah. Od Eitzah Acheres, Kosav B'Shuvas Mariel. He brings down for the Mariel, Viskamimah, Magen of Rome. The Magen of Rome agrees. The awesome kli, Mimbo, Jom, Tachas HaShulchan. You can put a kli underneath the table. They had the lamp somehow hanging above the wall, and they had a table underneath, and now you put a kli underneath the table. Ubishabbos achar achila, after you remove the food on Shabbos and you remove the table on Shabbos, yosir es hashulchan, you take the whole table away. Vakli omed miatzmo tachas aner, and now you have the utensil on the floor underneath the candle. V'yaf duhugori mishabbos levatu kli meichano, even though now on Shabbos you won't be able to use this kli, ayide asar es hashulchan, by removing the table, mikol mokum shari kivan sheinu mevatlo miyadayim mishabbos. You didn't do this yourself on Shabbos, it memela happened, it's allowed. And this is like
you're allowed
to put a plate on the table on Shabbos that may have some oil dripping to it, because that's not your intention. Finish this up tomorrow.